Hello,
good evening. This is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
I might. It depends on the topic.
Environmental issues in the state of Minnesota. It's only about 5 to 7 minutes at the most.
Well, I'm driving in kind of a remote area, but if I get, I'll do my best.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, health care, moral social issues, environment, crime, drugs?
Moral social issues.
Thank you. What is the most pressing global environmental issue in your opinion? Fossil fuels.
Okay, go ahead.
Water pollution. Do you think it's fossil fuels, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation?
Of the ones listed, or what do I think? Is it?
No.
Can
what
my
do
answer
you think?
Be independent of that?
Yeah, of course. You don't have to go by the list that I just gave you.
I would just say development.
Development? Okay. Thank you. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, in your opinion, specifically?
That's the same question, right?
No, it's just for Minnesota specifically.
Oh, I thought I was answering prior to Minnesota. Okay, I'd say development.
Development? Okay, thank you. Let me see. Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? When it comes to agriculture and farming, do you think they're doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. What about forest products? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
No opinion.
Okay. What about refining? Do you have an opinion?
I do not. I'm not informed well enough to comment.
Okay. So you want me to mark it as you don't know the rest of them? Because there's 5 of them.
Well, you can continue.
Okay. Medical manufacturing?
No opinion.
Okay. Mining?
No opinion.
Electric utilities?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups, do you think they're doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job?
I suppose that depends, so I'll say no opinion.
Okay. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
That's something I'm more familiar with, and I would say that it's difficult because there's all different subsets of it, right? So
okay.
I'll generally say okay.
Just fair, good, excellent, or poor?
I'll give them good.
Good, okay, thank you. What about county land departments? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. What about the U.S. Forest Service?
Not informed well enough.
Okay. What about forest and timber industries?
Same.
Okay, thank you. Okay, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
somewhat. Thank you so much. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you so much. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I can't. I don't know the answer, so I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was back in the 70s?
I would have to guess. I'm not going to try to answer.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Yes or no?
Yes, if it's managed, sure.
Okay, thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Positive.
Positive, thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Yes or no?
Do I think it's possible without impacting the environment? No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Yes or no?
Manage, yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I don't know, but I would think that that'd be kind of a touchy thing in terms of availability. So my guess would be, I mean, it doesn't seem realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You said oak specifically?
No, not oaks specifically.
Oh.
Whole trees in general. Generally speaking, any type of trees.
Well, I mean, the only way I could, I'm not informed. And I appreciate the questions. I'm not informed, but if it's sustainable, yes. I mean, but I'm not trying to be political or have
no worries.
I know you appreciate how I'm answering that thing. So
yeah,
keep going.
No, thank you so much. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
An active member? No.
No.
Oh, yeah. As a hunter and angler, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or do you think it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
So, okay, so I would say significant, but did you say that, did you apply that dollar amount to Minnesota, or is that nationally? What you didn't specify that I heard.
Generally speaking.
Okay. No, but I would. Okay. Yeah, I would say yes, yeah, significant.
Okay. Thank you.
And how many more questions are there?
I have 6 more questions for you, and we're
okay.
done.
Okay, good.
Like,
keep going.
Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding, trained, and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of 2 training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest and forest industries? Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. What about to increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed for forest industry to include urban, indigenous migrant, and minority communities? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. What about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. What about to get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade, the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school, some college graduate, graduate degree?
College grad.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or 100 plus?
100 plus.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. In which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker, student, or not employed?
Business management.
Business management. Thank you so much. In terms of your gender, and with all due respect, this is the last question. Do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey,
have a blessing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, I mean, you don't have to answer this part, but how often do you have conversations with people about this topic where they're answering questions that they don't know the answers to?
Not often. Most of the people that don't know anything about the topic prefer not to comment.
Oh, okay. All right. That's encouraging. All right. Well, I sure appreciate it. You answering my question and go ahead and finish. You were going to probably wrap it up.
No, just thank you once again, and we try to be as transparent as possible. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions.
All right. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.